Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to episode 18 of the Diva Shop Podcast. It is Friday, June 22nd. I have three really cool blogs I want to share with you. And then in the soapbox, let me see here. I'm going to share three reviews for you and then two fashion tips that I think you'll like. So stay tuned. Hope you enjoy it. And now, on to the Diva Roll. Now, the first blog I want to share with you is my, Smashbox Cosmetics official blog on MySpace. Their description says that Smashbox Cosmetics, every makeup artist knows that the essence of beauty begins with the basics. Actually, this was a post, excuse me. Here, the Smashbox team has pulled together the ultimate step-by-step for creating makeup that looks clean, fresh, and pretty every time. This is really cool. You can go to it at blog.myspace.com/smashboxcosmetics. I thought that was cool that they had their own official blog on MySpace. Now the other one is called pursejunkies.blogspot.com. Says that we are writing from the sweltering, sexy city of Miami, where all that matters is that you look good in a tank top, cool jeans, and a fierce bag. We will be publishing our thoughts about purses and accessories we love and don't love so much. Although at Purse Junkies we tend to like them all without any discrimination, from super high-end bags to the bottom of the sale bin, we hope to bring you the latest and the greatest in purse fashion. Read on, purse lovers, read on. This one is also really interesting since I personally am a purse junkie myself. I love this. Now this next one is called, the title sounds kind of funny, but I really like it. It's called Barb's Beauty Tips for Babes Over 60. Her description is, I am a freelance writer whose essays, and articles have appeared in the New York Times, Newsday, House Beautiful, and numerous other publications. I've always liked makeup, but to my surprise, in late life, it's become an obsession. Routinely, I circle the cosmetic departments in search of the product that will help me recreate the face I used to see reflected in the mirror, or barring that help, make this new one more to my liking. Lest I feel too frivolous about my new pursuit, I decided to share my findings on this website. This is a really great one. I like it a lot. It's obviously from an older woman's perspective, but it's still a really great blog. Now, again, all these blogs, the first one is at blog.myspace.com/smashboxcosmetics. The next one is pursejunkies.blogspot.com. And the third one is barbs-beauty-tips-for-babes-over-60.blogspot.com. So take a look at those and let me know what you think. Now I'm going to do three makeup reviews. The first one is Max Factor's Lash Perfection. The second one is e.l.f.'s Soothing Lip Gloss in the color Bark. I did a overview review of e.l.f. Cosmetics a few episodes ago, but I didn't really focus very much on any one thing, and so I want to do this one. The next one is Revlon's Super Lustrous Lipstick in Raspberry Bite. Now the first one, Max Factor's Lash Perfection, I really like this. The plastic bristle brush is great for defining lashes, so I like it a lot because some mascaras tend to clump a bit. This one is pretty good about not doing that. And if you use a couple coats and use that zigzag outward curl motion, you get lashes with oomph. So I really do like this one. Now the next one is e.l.f.'s Soothing Lip Gloss and Bark. You can get their products at eyeslipsface.com. And I got their soothing lip gloss in the color Bark. It's sort of a berry wine color. And I really like the color, the way it goes on. I also like, it's got this slight tingling sensation when you put it on. So I like the feel of it, the soothing feel and the berry wine color. It's really pretty. And it's almost a full coverage, pretty much. It's not really very, very transparent. It's more opaque. So it's really pretty. I like this one. Now the next one is Revlon's Super Lustrous Lipstick in Raspberry Bite. Now when I found this, I was on the quest, and actually I still am, to find the perfect true red lipstick. This one's a tad too pink to be the perfect red that I want, but I like it just the same. It's a very pretty and intense creamy color. So that's Revlon's Super Lustrous Lipstick in Raspberry Bite. It's a pretty color. I like it. Well, it's that time of year again when the temperature climbs up and you whip out or buy your summer clothes. The thing to wear during the summer is shorts, of course, because they're cool and comfortable. But what shorts are best for your body type? Actually, there's a certain length that works on most body types. Shorts that are universally flattering are those with a mid-length leg. They're known as walk shorts, day shorts, classic shorts, etc. However, they're best recognized by an inseam of about 7 or 8 inches. These are great for most body types because, unlike knee-length shorts that cut your leg in half visually, the shorter lengths make your legs look longer while still covering your problem areas like the upper thigh. So these shorts at an inseam of about 7 or 8 inches are great for most body types. Are you looking to find a signature style for yourself? Look no further than fashion.about.com. They have a great article on finding your signature style. You can get to it at tinyurl.com/2f49mm, as in Mary. This article tells how to make your look interesting with great accessories or punches of color. This is really a good article. How to create your own signature look and add something that's unique and all your own. This is really great. I enjoyed this article. I think you'll find it useful. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. As always, you can send me your feedback, comments, questions at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. And, of course, as always, feel free to check out my blog at divashop.blogspot.com. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. Bye.